Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:27 Irish Summer Time. Today is October 1st. Well, this has been rather an exciting day today. I suppose the most important point that has hit the headlines is that the Dow Jones, up 1.38%, nearly 200 points, moved to a new high above 14,000. And we're getting towards a point where we can say that this correction has actually ended for the Dow Jones, provided it holds this gain or move to new high ground. That is the final condition that we can say that it has completed this correction. It also makes the potential for a similar size correction to happen anytime in the next couple of weeks or even months, really quite remote. And this has been a really quite impressive performance over the last couple of weeks. Given the fact that you have the Wall Street indices, such the Dow Jones, the S&P was up 1.33%, breaking upwards from that little consolidation around 1,500 points. It's testing the high at close to 1,550. It's at 1,547 in here today. So that does show every sign that it's going to break upwards into new high ground. And of course, the Nasdaq 100 was through that level, I think almost 10 days ago. So that is really quite positive news. You do see a number of the European indices lagging quite significantly. The FTSE and the DAX are performing relatively well. The FTSE being led by those resources shares such as BHP and Rio. But the European indices are lagging considerably when measured against the performance of the US and against some of those Asian indices such as India and Hong Kong. And although China broke upwards to a new high on Friday, it's closed for the Mid-Autumn Festival for the whole week now, so it'll be interesting to see how that performs when they come back to work on Monday next week. But India, remarkable performance over the last couple of weeks, and particularly over the last week, and the Hang Seng up to 27,000 points, up 77 here today. And while that's not very much in percentage terms, it has been a remarkable performance over the last couple of weeks. So Asia and those resources markets are leading, and the Brazilian index was up over 3% today, extending that uptrend, looking somewhat overextended, but it really would need a big downward dynamic to offset scope for further upside. And especially given the fact that we are seeing quite a few stories coming out now about iron ore prices rising, and given that Brazil is a very large exporter of that metal. It's stories like that and the growing belief that the resources bull market is a super cycle is helping to support these resources markets such as Brazil. And indeed, Canada was up 100 points today, and the Canadian dollar is continuing to be really quite strong in here. Looking at some of the other markets, we see that gold was a bit stronger in here today, up $3.30, $746.90 is where it's at right now. And that's a relatively impressive performance given the fact that the dollar was a bit stronger in here today. Absolutely nothing in the way of an upward dynamic, and just a little bit firmer, I think, is probably the best way to describe it. The dollar index is at 77.91. So continuing to fail, actually, to rise back above that 80 level. And it really would need to get back above 80 on the dollar index to indicate that we've got a downside failure. That doesn't seem to be a prospect that's likely over the next couple of weeks at the very least. And the reasons for the dollar's weakness continue. Looking at the currency markets in particular, the euro is at 142, down 39 points, and the pound is down 50 ticks at 204.23. The pound had a significant day against the yen, and the yen was weaker as well versus the dollar at 115.69. So the yen is looking quite interesting, particularly in view of the fact that so many people had written off the potential for carry trades in the middle of August. I believed then that it was the carry trade is really just a funding mechanism, and the Japanese yen is a congenitally weak currency. So it does appear that we are seeing further carry trades getting put back on, and that should have a beneficial effect for markets that depend on that type of liquidity. So that is also feeding through into some of those stock markets that are performing in here right now. In the treasury markets, the Bund found support around 112, and it's at almost 113 right now. And that's a similar pattern that we're seeing right across the board. US Treasuries were up a half of a full point today. They're at 100, almost 112 points. So they found support and they've rallied a bit in here. And while that strength in government bond markets is not something I would anticipate to last for too very long, the fact that that yields haven't risen so very quickly is really quite a positive factor for the general sort of economic outlook. However, if we do have bond prices going right back up towards their highs, that may well take some of the steam out of the bond, or sorry, the equity market rally that we're seeing right now. But generally, it's quite positive to see these bond prices firming up a little bit in here, but I wouldn't anticipate them rallying too very far. Looking at some of the industrial metals, I think having been away for a week, the one that really grabbed my attention was, where there were two. The first was lead, because it's almost right back up towards those highs. What it really looks like is that it's consolidating beneath that high just in the short term, and if that breaks upwards, that's going to be really very positive, because that's only been quite a brief consolidation that we've seen over the last couple of months. And the other one was zinc, because zinc really needed to get back above that 3,000 level, and it's done so. So that is looking increasingly like a downside failure, and zinc is looking cheap around these levels. At the on the soft commodity side, that Arabica chart that I posted today, I would suggest that people also look at the weekly chart that we have in the chart library, because this is a 3-year consolidation beneath the highs at 140 cents. And if this were a metal, I would expect it to triple, given the type of consolidation that we've seen. Obviously, coffee is not a metal, so it may not go up quite that much. But these types of consolidations are explosions waiting to happen, and I think of all the charts that I looked at today when I got back to the desk, that was the one that showed the most promise to me. So if that once that breaks upwards, I think it does have quite a lot of potential to run. And looking at the grain markets, corn is at 385 and a half, so pushing back upwards towards that 400 level. Soybeans at still holding above that 1,000 level, and a bit of a consolidation around here is probably not that surprising. And wheat also back upwards and making actual new highs. That actually, I thought that was a really quite impressive chart when I saw it this morning, given the fact that it has really only consolidated very briefly, having had an accelerated move upwards. So that does point towards really quite a tight market. It was up 13.5 points today. It's at 952 and a half, and it does look like it has further to run. What we can also say is that if we look at the consistency of the actual chart pattern, we have a higher low to look at now, so that's a touchstone for the uptrend. And An inconsistency would be if we saw a reaction greater than the size of the last reaction, which is also something to watch out for. But wheat does look like it has further to go on the upside. We've just a word on China, and I'll write a bit of a piece on it tomorrow. But we had a wonderful time. Shanghai is a vibrant city, and there's plenty to do there. With the new fast trains going out to Hangzhou, it's only an hour and 20 minutes, and I think the train goes at about 130, 140 kilometers an hour. And it's Hangzhou is obviously a rather famous area, absolutely beautiful, and we were there for the Mid-Autumn Festival. We also visited quite a few brokerages, and Mrs. Tracy opened a brokerage account in Shanghai. And the psychology there is really quite impressive, but I'll write more about that tomorrow, and I wish you a good evening and, well, interesting times in the markets. Good evening.